Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, it's me, Mike. I run the Sonar Podcast Network, the very one you're listening to right now. I love podcasting and I love the Canadian podcast community. And if you're a podcaster, work in podcasting, or just someone who loves podcasts, you're going to want to listen up. I'm proud to announce that I've been working very hard behind the scenes on an incredible podcasting event in Toronto on June 6th, the Soundwave Summit 2024. And as a Sonar listener, you get 15% off on all tickets with the code SONAR15. An awesome group of podcast companies and creators have banded together to create a space for podcasters and fans to build community, share knowledge, and celebrate indie productions. There will be a ton of informative sessions all day, including talks from Canada Land, Vocal Fry, Black Canadian Creators, Lead Podcasting, and of course, from us, the Sonar Network. In the evening, there will be a showcase of live podcast recordings from Blacklantic, Squirrel Talk, and the Women of Ill Repute. And it's all emceed by the amazingly talented and Survivor-winningest host of Happy to See Me podcast, Erica Kostupinen. Join us for insightful workshops on podcasting, networking with industry pros, drinks, and overall amazing opportunities to meet and collaborate with like-minded podcast lovers. Come for the sessions in the day, the live podcast showcase at night, or better yet, come for the whole thing. Tickets are going fast, so get them now at thesoundwavesummit.com. And don't forget to use the code SONAR15 for 15% off all tickets. That's SONAR15. See you there.
Real Legitimate Apparitions is told one episode after another, but exists all at once. Headphones recommended. Episode 3 starts now.
The following was recorded between November 19th and 24th, 2015.
Hey, it's me again, Dylan McRae. I have some updates, some stuff I want to share. I think I'm starting to like the sharing thing. It's actually made it easier to cope, I guess. Kind of talk it out. That's actually something I'd like to talk about today. I want to take you back to something I said earlier. Also, I've been encouraged to share my feelings and talk to people about the inner workings of myself. Mostly my sister and my mom have been doing that encouragement. You've met my sister already, Rachel, but you haven't met my mom. And I was thinking it's about time you did. This is a call without me in it, actually. This is between Rachel.
Hi.
And our mom.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Good. I'm just on the bus.
Rachel was headed back to Montreal after her 3 days.
No, just one.
In Toronto, where she joined us at Nisha's house for that bathtub incident.
Going back to Montreal?
Mom lives in Ottawa, where we grew up. 3515 Southgate Road. If you don't know, Ottawa is like a 2-hour drive from Montreal.
Yeah, I'm on the bus, so I'm not going to talk too loud.
Oh, of course. No problem.
My mother is a caring woman.
Are you?
Oh, I'm fine. My friend Kate just left.
That's nice.
Yeah, she was over helping me with the lawn.
That's good.
How are you? How was Toronto?
Who cares about Rachel and I?
Good. Stayed at Desmond's dad's place, saw Dylan, and then went downtown on my own.
Okay.
Des is staying a couple more days in Toronto with his dad, though.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I got class on.
You're going back early.
Yeah.
But she can be very...
How is Dylan?
...concerned about our lives.
Dylan's good, yeah. We went to a house to look for ghosts.
Oh?
Yeah.
Whose house?
Some woman who contacted him about a ghost in their apartment.
What happened?
I'm guessing that in this pause, Rachel is wondering how much of what actually happened at Misha's house to share with my mom. If she were to say something like, we all waited around for a few hours and then Dylan went into the bathroom looking for a ghost and then he had a seizure and started to talk to someone who wasn't there and then he fell into a bathtub where he convulsed and could have died. My mom probably would have called the cops to have me arrested.
I don't know. Dylan set up some cameras and sensors and audio equipment and then we spent the whole day in the house and then Dylan apparently found a ghost and that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's not doing well.
I mean...
And now he's bringing other people into it.
I mean, I guess they invited him.
Yeah, but these people find each other and then work each other up. And it's, you know, it's not good for anyone.
Right.
Has he spoken to Madison?
All right, I have something else to say here. Madison is my ex-partner. I guess ex-fiancé. About a year ago, like 11 months ago, we broke up. I think I mentioned this already. She kind of kicked me out, which, like, hey, good for her, you know? She said that she wanted me to leave and that I was in an obsessive state. And that she had tried for a long time to cope with it and stick through it, but she couldn't anymore.
I don't know.
I could afford to go find a new place, live alone, leave her the apartment.
I mean, why would he, right?
After I left, we talked on the phone a bit. Then I came back to pick up my stuff. We haven't talked at all in 8 months. What's a bit fucked up, though, and I kind of realized this in the past little while, is that we were together in high school, right? And so being together with someone from when you're 15 until you're like 31 is a big amount of time.
Well, she could really help him out. Just a conversation.
And while everyone else is like exploring and finding themselves, you're just getting closer and closer to this one person.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's gonna happen, or even if it's a good thing, you know?
So then when that person isn't there anymore, it's like, as if... Fuck, I mean, I guess I'll just say it, part of you is gone. And I don't know if that's healthy, you know? To, like, develop into a person with another person.
You say Dylan got scared.
Like freaking Siamese twins.
I don't know, I guess.
Or two trees that had grown into and around each other.
What happened?
Nothing. I don't know.
I'm really worried about him, Rachel.
I know.
I'm going to talk to him.
Okay, but like, he seems better than he was. He's got a friend that came with us.
Who?
This Thomas guy.
How did they meet?
I don't know.
I have to talk to him.
Lesson 3. Cause and effect. Cause and effect seems at first to be a fairly basic concept to grasp. I have two kids, a boy and a girl. One of the first things they learn is that an action creates a reaction, or an event causes a subsequent event. A rock only continues to roll down a hill because of the location that it previously held in space and the force with which it left its previous location. A football only travels through the air because it was kicked with a certain force. Every event in the history and future of the universe is part of a chain reaction of cause and effect. This might be an easy concept to grasp and to agree with, but it has very serious implications.
Hello?
So yeah, now Mom is calling me. I was in the middle of reviewing the recordings and data from the Colonel case.
Hi, it's Mom.
Which weren't showing anything unusual.
Oh, hey. How are you?
I'm really great.
Nice.
How are you?
Great.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Rachel told me a little about her visit.
Oh.
She said that she went with you to a house.
Yeah, she did.
You were looking for ghosts?
We were.
Oh my god. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
Did you find any?
I found something.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Wow. Scary.
Yeah, it was surprising.
What did you find?
I'm not sure yet. I'm still reviewing the monitors and stuff.
Did anyone else go with you?
Desmond guy? Rachel's...
Yes, yes. Yes, I know about him.
He seems nice.
Does he? Good.
Yeah.
So it was just the three of you?
And the two people who lived there. And Tom guy.
Thomas?
Yeah.
Who is he?
I hired him.
Hired him?
Yeah.
To do what?
The ghost hunt.
But you don't pay him.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
With your dad's money?
Okay, let's pause again. So, my dad left when I was 6. I don't really remember him much. Apparently he was a bit of an oddball, which, hey, thanks, Dad. When I was 14, he died. I don't really know how, but he died. And then about a year ago, I got a call from a lawyer and went to a bank and signed a form to receive a lot of money from him. I don't have to work. I can invest in projects I want to develop. I can have a good life. Which is easier said than done.
You mean my money?
Oh, of course. Of course. Your money. That's great.
I stopped working, got more into ghost hunting, got into an obsessive state, apparently. And here we are.
Oh, have you spoken to Maddie?
Madison? No.
You should give her a call.
And say what?
I don't know. You know her better than I do.
Mom, I'm not going to call her.
Have you spoken to Thomas about all this?
What?
Your friend.
No.
Oh, your employee.
Exactly. Why would I talk to him about...
It would be nice for me to hear that you're making new relationships.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I got something for that. Actually, like, I got a little thing going on, so, you know, I'm talking. Don't worry. I'm good. I'm fine. Hello, you've reached Dylan McCrae, Chief Leader of Haunt Force, Inc. Leave me a message with your phone number and a detailed message of the case you would like Haunt Force to investigate. You've also reached the normal Dylan guy. If you want to talk to the normal Dylan, you could leave him a message, too.
Hi. Hi, my name is Ray. I was hoping to talk to Haunt Force about a case I've been thinking about recently. Something happening in my apartment. I was speaking to Thomas Bracknell the other day, and he suggested I give you a call. It would be great to have some professional help. Call me back at 416-217-0680. Thanks. Bye. Hi, this is Ray. I can't answer the phone right now. Leave a message.
Hello there. My name's Dylan McCrae, Chief Leader of Haunt Force. Sorry I missed your call. I was in the middle of something very... I was in a meeting. I'm replying to your message pertaining to what you were talking about. I didn't know that Thomas was talking to people about Haunt Force, but I guess it's good that he was, because now we can help you. Tell me a little about your situation and who you got, what kind of ghosts, you know, what your ghosts might be. Give me a call back at 647-23. Oh, well, now you already have my number for sure. Yeah, but I might as well, you know, 416. No, that's my old one. Sorry. 647-234-9553. Okay, bye.
Hi, Dylan.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thomas, listen. I just got a message from a guy, Ray, who said that you told him to call Haunt Force.
Yes, it's great to hear he called you.
Who is he?
Strangest thing, I was online on a chat forum.
Okay.
And this Raymond person was talking about paranormal activity and ghosts, and he mentioned he was hearing things in his apartment. And so I mentioned Haunt Force.
And so you gave him my phone number.
I gave him the Haunt Force phone number.
You're giving out that number to strangers online?
Well, wouldn't you want people to know the phone number of your business?
I don't know. Just tell me next time before you give my phone number to people. Hello, you've reached Dylan McCrae. Normal Dylan, you could leave him a message too.
Dylan, hi, this is Ray. I can tell you a little bit about the case. Yeah, I've actually just moved into this apartment a couple of months ago. I've been hearing these sounds, like clicks and noises. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like dolphin clicks. That's the closest I can think of. Let me know when you can come by.
Hello, Dylan.
Thomas, hi. I'll be there in a couple minutes. I'm just a block away.
It was an overcast, late autumn Toronto day.
Very good. I'll be downstairs.
And I was on St. Clair Avenue to pick up Thomas before heading to this Ray character's place.
Hey.
Hi.
Come on in.
I'm well, thank you. Where are we off to?
Hello, Ray. Looks like, or sounds like I've missed you again, huh? But this here is right up our alley. Noises and sounds and all that. Yeah. We do that. So, where do you live? And, when can you have us? Okay? You gotta know that. Bye.
You don't know where he lives?
No, why would I?
Well, you're your best friends.
Dylan, all I did was give him the number.
He's been hearing clicks.
Clicks?
Dolphin clicks, you know, like...
Pardon? What is that?
It's dolphin.
They don't sound like that.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. They sound like ee, ee, ee.
No.
Yes.
No, they go...
No, not at all.
Yes, at all.
Haven't you heard of the dolphin song?
What?
The dolphin song.
You're thinking of whales?
I am not.
Whales sing.
As do dolphins.
You think ee is a song?
It's a kind of song. More not, so than click,
I'm
click.
Not saying they have a song, okay?
You know nothing about dolphins.
Whatever. Here, the dolphin part isn't that. It's about the clicks part. Okay? He's saying he's been hearing clicks.
Where did he live?
Hey, great, that's good. Hey, tomorrow works for me, actually, around... Well, any time is good. I'm here all day. Swing by. I'm looking forward to speaking to you in real time.
What?
Where does he live?
Dylan. Ay, caramba, I didn't even give you my address. Sorry, Etobicoke. I live in Etobicoke.
Oh, he lives in Etobicoke.
61 Marine Parade Drive. Buzzer 6878.
So take the example of throwing a rock into the air. I was never a good thrower, but this still works. If you knew all the exact locations, angles, and forces involved, the windup, extension, and release of your throw, the gravity, the air pressure, the location of adjacent objects, you would be able to map the exact location of the rock over time as it flies through the air before you even released the rock.
Thomas and I drove down the Gardiner Expressway, took exit 145, and eventually made it to Marine Parade Drive. New condominiums soared above us, glistening blue glass reflected Lake Ontario. Perfectly maintained grass covered every inch of ground that wasn't covered in smooth pavement and concrete. One towering, brand new condo had a large number 61 on it. A sign said, guest parking, above an arrow pointing towards a ramp leading underground. Once we'd parked, we found a large glass door that led to a well-lit, carpeted hallway. But the door was locked. An intercom was mounted to the right of the door with a keypad.
Hello?
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
This is Dylan McRae, chief leader
and
of
Thomas Bracknell, executive field and operations manager.
Yeah. Come on up.
We pushed through the door and made our way down the hallway. It ended at three shut elevator doors. A pair of stainless steel buttons, one pointing up and one pointing down, sat in the two spaces between the doors. I hit the up button, and we rode the elevator to the 14th floor in silence. This was our third ghost session, and by now I knew anything could happen, and so did Thomas. Why did it bug me so much that Thomas had found this Ray guy? I guess I thought that Mrs. Truco and Misha had come to Haunt Force, like, organically, in some kind of unknown way that seemed to be right, or even, I know this is weird, but destiny? And I guess it felt now that Thomas was messing that up by bringing in this Ray guy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Raymond was older. He looked mid-60s, with a gray goatee that he'd grown out about an inch. What hair he had around the back of his balding head was tied in a small ponytail. Bright, blue, watery eyes looked at me over sunken bags. But one thing was clear. Raymond was happy to see us.
Come on in. Welcome. Set your bags anywhere. Don't bother taking off your shoes.
Raymond's apartment was cramped, but clean. Modern, simple. The entranceway was merged with a small kitchen. The fact that he had only moved in a few months ago was evident. The counters weren't cluttered with different small appliances. They gleamed, empty, spotless, new.
This is it. This is a place. Welcome.
Raymond. Hi.
My name's Dylan McCrae, chief leader of Haunt Force. Pleased to meet you.
Hi.
And my name is Thomas Bracknell, executive field and operations manager.
Hi, pleased to meet you. Have a seat anywhere you like.
Thank you.
He pointed to a disheveled, threadbare sofa. Tom and I took a seat.
So, Raymond, why don't you take us through this entire case as you know it to be?
Okay, can I get you boys anything? Water? A beer? A juice?
No. Well, I could go for a glass of,
Could I have done with a beer to calm my nerves? Yes. Should I have gone with the glass of water? Yes.
Juice?
One order of juice, Thomas?
Please.
Three juices. Coming up!
Raymond stepped into the kitchen, and I stood up and followed him.
So, yes, the reason I called you in is because, ever since I've been here, I've been hearing these clicks, these little, like, click-like blips.
Raymond took three glasses out of his cabinet and began filling each with water.
They're like high-pitched clicks, like a dolphin.
Right, dolphins do make that noise.
Yeah. So like I told you, I only moved here a few months ago from my house I had up in Orangeville. I asked the neighbors here about the noises if they heard anything like what I described, and they didn't. So it's been driving me crazy.
Raymond brought the three water-filled glasses around the corner into the living room and placed them on the low living room table.
Might you be thinking of a different animal? Like a cricket?
So I figured that there's one aspect I'd like to rule out.
Raymond went back into the kitchen.
And that is supernatural forces.
And then reemerged with a little bright orange plastic bottle.
Which is why I've called you.
Raymond untwisted the little cap on the little bottle and then confidently squeezed three squirts of neon orange liquid into each glass of water. Vibrant orange clouds billowed through the water. I looked over at Tom, who was staring at Raymond like he was a creature from another planet.
Simple, really.
And then Raymond pushed two of the glasses in our directions. Not wanting to be rude, I reached for it and took a sip of the so-called juice. Immediately I tasted water, followed by a sickly sweet synthetic orange syrup taste. Tom just stared at his glass of water in horror.
So what do you guys think? How would you want to go about this?
What is your experience with the supernatural?
I looked at Thomas, afraid of where he was going to take this conversation.
Oh, not much, to be honest. I've always kept an open mind about what could be. I like to stay agnostic.
What do you know about temporal superposition?
Tempo... What?
I'm just curious. It's okay, you can be open with us.
What?
I don't know anything about whatever you said.
Raymond looked at me as if to ask if there was an answer he should give, as if maybe this was part of the usual Haunt Force interview. I needed to cover up whatever nerd thing Tom was talking about.
First, Raymond, thank you for the thorough description, and second, thank you for the juice. Tom, let's get out our dards and set them to hypersensitive. Try and pick up these dolphin clicks, yeah?
Ray took a massive gulp of his orange water and looked me in the eye, ready to go.
Let's do it.
As we unpacked the digital and analog audio recording devices, I threw Tom a dirty look to let him know to back off and leave the questions to me. Ray wandered around us, making conversation.
Okay, so talk me through this. What do you call that little thing?
Thomas placed an EVP on the liquor cabinet.
This is an EVP recorder that sweeps through the AM and FM frequencies.
I placed a digital audio recorder on a polished white cupboard in front of an old notebook.
Check.
And another one in front of a faded picture of a younger Ray with his arm around a woman.
Check.
The old book and photo didn't seem to fit this newly built, immaculate apartment. And neither did the couch. And neither did Raymond.
Ay, caramba, you guys sure have a ton of cool stuff here.
Eventually, all the devices were set up.
All right. Are we ready to commence?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Let us sit.
Raymond, Thomas, and I all took a seat around the low living room table. Raymond looked at Thomas and I expectantly.
Welcome.
Great. Thanks for being here.
It's our pleasure.
It's our pleasure. So today...
Whether we find anything or not, at least I feel like I've made some friends.
Tom glared back at Ray, as if the last thing in the world he would want is to be friends with him.
Great. So I ask, is there anyone in this space, living or otherwise, who would like to speak with us?
The clicks are faint. Quick.
Yes. And so if we take a moment...
You really have to listen. It's like...
Like a dolphin.
So if you remain in a calm, listening state...
Like a dolphin, yeah.
...and allow silence to fill the room, I will speak the words.
So I think I owe you a translation. The incantation is just something I found on the internet. It translates to... Cerberus, curator of the silent, allow spirits to come to me. Spirit, the root cause of life, please help me in my business. Thank you, Cerberus, for letting the dead cross. Thank you for joining me in the spirit of my efforts. Maybe it was because I felt safe. Maybe it was because Raymond kept interrupting. Maybe it was the juice he had fed me, or the fact that I wasn't afraid. But I didn't feel any extra heat, or smell any iron, or hear any music.
There!
Yes!
What?
You didn't hear it? It's just a little click.
It was indeed just a little click, a snap.
I didn't hear
it. Try again. Dylan, say something else.
Cerberus, curator of silent Sinophasmatis Viner contra mihi.
Yes!
Definitely!
What? What?
There she is.
You didn't hear it, Dylan?
No!
Ay, caramba, it's definitely there.
Definitely! There it goes again!
Yeah!
Are you guys tricking me?
No, man.
No, not at all.
I can't hear anything.
It's there. Oh! There it is again.
All right.
What are you doing?
I had gone for the nearest dart, taken it to one of our bags, and removed three pairs of headphones and a headphone splitter.
We're gonna figure this out.
I connected the headphone splitter to the dart, connected the three pairs of headphones to the splitter, and handed each of my companions the headphones. And this is what we heard.
Ay, caramba, you guys sure have a ton of cool stuff here.
A little further.
Listening state.
Like a dolphin, yeah.
And allow silence. Ago vos phasmatis pro iunctio mihi in mius nisus.
This time I heard it, and I'm sure you did too, as I turned the crap up out of that clip. I looked to Tom and Raymond, and they knew I had heard it too.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a click, eh?
That's a click.
That's a click.
Imagine a snow globe. You know every particle inside the globe and its location. You know the force and trajectory with which you're going to shake the globe. And you know the precise measurements of forces that affect the globe, like gravity. You would be able to calculate every event inside this snow globe over time. You'd know the path of each fake piece of snow.
All right, guys, listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to slow down the clip here.
Oh, man.
I'm going to slow it down because, you know, some life forces live in different time frames, in different experiences of time.
Yeah.
So just a moment, a flash can be like a lifetime for us.
I feel that, man.
Yeah, so now I've slowed it down, and when we listen to it, we might hear something.
And this is what we heard.
Guys, I know what it's saying.
What?
Just listen to it again. Hear what it says?
What?
It says... Tell them. Tell them.
Tell them what?
Tell them... I guess tell them why you moved here, or tell you why I moved here.
Why'd you move here?
Because my wife died.
Oh.
Her name was Liz. And I tried to tough it out in her old house, but I just couldn't do it, so I moved here.
Well, I'm sorry.
I wanted to start again. Start fresh, start new, so I came here.
And did Liz used to buy the juice?
She used to buy the juice, yep.
There it goes again.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I did. I'll slow it down.
Yeah, do that.
Here it is. Put in your headphones, right?
Yeah, just... okay. Kinder Scotch.
Get the scotch.
What?
Maybe. Yeah, get the scotch. That's what that sounds like, right?
Get the scotch.
I hear it.
What would we do with tape?
That is what it sounds like.
Clear as day.
Raymond took his headphones off, went to the polished white cupboard, and withdrew a large, unopened bottle of scotch. Then paused and looked at Tom and I.
I'm not crazy, right? That's what it said, right?
That's what it sounded like.
I'm only following orders.
And it said to just get the bottle. That can mean anything. We could be playing spin the bottle.
Why the hell would we play spin the bottle?
Because we're told to.
Why would a ghost want us to do that?
I don't know. I'm not in the mind of a ghost.
Yeah, but the fact that you're suggesting that we all sit here and make out is weird.
Excuse me, you exchange presents in Spin the Bottle.
No, you don't.
We're talking about a children's game.
All right.
Yeah, they make out with whoever the bottle points
you
at.
You give a gift, you sick man. I used to play this in kindergarten.
Yeah.
At birthday parties.
So did I.
I don't know what kind of sick birthdays you went to in your early childhood.
All right. Okay, Tom. Okay, look, why don't we listen and hear what the ghost has to say, okay?
There it is.
Right on cue.
And just to be clear, no one is playing Spin the Bottle.
If it says spin, we don't spin. Okay, here it is.
Drink.
Drink? Really?
Yeah, I hear drink too.
You do?
Here.
Oh, I see how you could hear that.
It's definitely drink.
Yeah.
Straight from the bottle?
As you wish, sir.
I just want to say something here as the chief leader of Haunt Force. I think we're about to head into uncharted waters here. I've never experienced anything like this, and I just want to say that I can't guarantee our safety from this point forth.
That's nice of you to say, Dylan. I respect that. That's McGowan.
Yeah. That's Scotch.
I have snacks in my bag.
But I have big bags of chips. You like chips?
Yeah.
Chips are good. Thanks, Raymond.
Hello?
Hello, Rachel.
Hi, who's this?
It's me. You've done a great job so far, Rachel. Right now, I'm speaking with Dylan.
Dylan?
Yes, he's safe. But he's not where you'd expect.
Okay.
He'd like to ask you if you know what's going on.
Can I talk to him?
Unfortunately, you can't, but... I can tell you what he's saying.
Where is Dylan?
Dylan would like to know if this is the thing that happened earlier today.
What?
Is this what you were talking about when you called him?
I haven't called him. I haven't told him anything.
He'd like to know if you're safe.
I'm safe. I'm fine. Where is he?
He'd like to know where you are.
I just got home from Toronto. I'm in Montreal. Dylan, if you can hear me, I'm going to call you right now.
Remember what I told you.
So where do you fall into this highly structured universe? Take the example of waving your rock through the air. We can agree that somehow you caused your arm to move. Your consciousness. Your decision. So what's going on here? Does your decision to wave your rock exist outside of this cause and effect ruled universe? Are you greater than the universe? Are you, in short, some kind of god? What happens in your mind that causes you to raise your hand to wave? A thought. And what is the cause of a thought? Your will.
Keep hopping, Thomas.
Hop!
I can't hop anymore!
You're almost there!
10 more seconds.
Oh, man.
Really good form.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done.
Great stuff there, Tom.
I can't believe it said hop for 30 seconds, Tom.
No, it was clear. It was so said that for sure. Oh, I'm getting a call.
Sure. Tom, You want another
Hello?
One?
Ah, the McAllen.
Dylan?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, I was saving it for a special
I'm just
occasion.
In the middle of a session.
Is it a special
Are you
occasion?
Okay?
Yeah.
Hell, it's not every day you have a conversation
I just got a call.
With a ghost.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
They said they were with you, and you were asking me questions.
Who?
I don't know, Dylan. This is messed up.
Don't worry about it. I'm fine. I'm not asking you any questions, okay? It's probably just some messed up telemarketer or something.
Right.
I gotta go.
Okay. Love you.
Who was that?
Rachel.
What did she want?
I don't know. Someone called her.
Who?
I don't know. Some telemarketer.
Why did she call you?
I don't know. She freaked out. Pass the McAllen.
Aye.
Was that another one?
Aye.
Okay, stop. Rewind. Play at 15%. Headphones in. Good?
Sheesh, pister...
Steaker de roots. Seek roots.
Speak heart roots.
Speak heart roots.
Yeah.
What?
That's it.
What did I say? Speak heart roots?
Yeah.
Speak heart roots.
I got one.
One what?
Thomas, I feel like recently, especially today, you're trying to, like, take control of Haunt Force.
Where is this coming from?
Speak heart truths.
What does that mean?
Speak heart truths.
Speak heart roots doesn't mean anything.
Thomas. Speak hard truths.
Oh.
So I'm saying, I feel like you're overstepping.
Right.
I was confused when you asked Raymond about temporal something or other. Thomas looked to Raymond as if trying to read his face, as if Raymond for some reason might jump to his defense. When he didn't, Thomas looked back at me.
I apologize. I'll take a step back. I don't know what I was talking about.
Thank you, Tom.
Of course.
Cheers.
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 I have one. Truth.
Yes?
You guys don't look like ghost hunters.
What the
we don't?
Fuck?
You just aren't who I expected.
Well, what did you expect?
I expected some people with Ouija boards and some lit candles and we all hold hands.
We could do that. Cerberus, curator of Silenti.
Caramba, no, I'm glad you're not. It's good, it's just the three of us figuring this out together.
That works, though. I'm serious. Those Latins knew what they were doing.
Thank you for sharing, Raymond.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers! I got one. Raymond, I have to tell you this. These clicks?
Yeah?
They sound nothing like dolphins.
Yeah, they do. No?
No.
Well, I mean,
No. Dolphins go ee, ee, ee.
That's a monkey.
That's a dolphin.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe they go, but that is nothing like what we're hearing here today.
Well, if you're such a zoologist, how would you describe it?
A cicada.
Cicada?
Yeah.
No, they go,
but sometimes they go...
Guys, okay, come on. I have a hard truth I'd like to share with you all. I don't know why I said it. It kind of burst out of me. So much was building up inside me. So many truths. And the scotch was making the rock-solid wall I've built around my truths feel a little flimsy. I wanted to say so many things all at the same time. I've actually been seeing things, and I have no idea if they're ghosts, because I didn't actually expect to see anything. I'm not a ghost catcher. I'm just a messed up guy with epilepsy in the middle of an obsessive state and mental breakdown. I feel like this entire ghost catching thing is turning into a suicide mission. I'm terrified of where this is going and what's gonna happen to me next time I have a fit. That was about as close as I could get. I looked at these two men. Raymond was looking at me with gentle, supportive eyes, and it was as if Thomas was looking right through me and reading my every thought. I eventually said, "Have you guys ever heard this song?"
What song?
Try me.
I had learned over the course of my life to not talk about the song. I've mentioned it to you before.
When I was growing up in the house we grew up in...
I'm gonna have to go soon.
I always kind of heard a song, but only in that house. And it wasn't like it was stuck in my head. It was as if I could really hear it.
Yeah, it was fucked.
And I always asked people if they could hear it, but they couldn't. Sometimes it would get so loud that I couldn't hear the TV or Mom or you.
Yeah, I remember it was really distracting for you.
And now with all this shit going on, it comes back, even though I'm not in that house.
I'd learned not to talk about it because no one else had ever heard it, and whenever I mentioned it to someone, they'd get confused and have this look on their faces like I needed help or I wasn't normal. And it was what I'd heard every time I'd seen things.
I don't know what it's called, but it goes like this. Can you hear it? Feel the spirit over the airwaves? Do you feel it? There's a spirit over the airwaves. Do you hear it? There's a spirit there. Over the airwaves, over the airwaves.
Silence filled the room. Thomas and Ray were staring at me like I had lost my mind.
Oh, I have not heard that song ever in my life. That is a weird one, I gotta say, Dylan. Don't start your singing career anytime soon.
Raymond wasn't worried about whether I was crazy or not and was willing to move past the moment.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it either.
Thomas, though, was looking at me as if he knew there was more that I wasn't saying.
I have another hard truth that I think you two will find obvious. I'm lonely. It's tough to lose someone who's been there through all your life. Someone who was there at the best moments and at the worst. And it feels like unfair and unbelievable, even though it's been months. And I just wish all the time that I could talk to her and tell her I miss her. I feel so torn between moving on and meeting new people, new friends, and hanging back and mourning. And that's my truth.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious as well.
Yeah, I know. It's just hard.
Yeah.
Okay, last one. I don't think these clicks are real. I don't think we're talking to a ghost. These clicks could be anything. They could be someone walking in the apartment above you. They could be electricity from your TV. They could be a cicada in the apartment. But I'm not really feeling a ghost here. I'm sorry, Raymond.
That's okay.
Oh, that was a loud one.
Do you want to hear it?
I mean...
I think we should.
Yeah.
Sure.
Question.
That's you, Raymond. Ask a question.
Are you Liz?
Okay, ask another question.
Where is Liz?
Got it. 15%. Play. I know what I heard.
Me too.
So do I. Safe.
Safe, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
It is impossible to consciously will a will. At best, we might be able to use one of our wills to lessen another. Hunger is a feeling driven by our will to stay alive. Sexual desires are driven by our will to reproduce. Giving a friend a gift is driven by our will to community, the way a painter uses her brush might be driven by her will to create. Can you control these wills? No. Can you control the way in which you pursue the goals of these wills? No. Because your pursuit depends entirely on your pre-attained knowledge, the tools at your disposal, and the strength of the will behind your pursuit. All of our wills combine to make the fundamental will to life. It is predetermined, calculable, and is completely out of my control. As are you. As is all life. There is no such thing as free will.
Tom and I piled the gear into my car, left it parked in the basement of Ray's building, because we were in no state to drive, and took the long TTC ride back downtown. We parted ways at Bloor and Young Station, and by the time I got off the subway, I was already hungover. When I got into my apartment, I kicked off my boots, took off my coat, and I noticed a flyer on the floor that must have been pushed through my mail slot. I threw it on my living room table and looked around my apartment. It definitely wasn't newly renovated like Ray's. Boxes of ghost-hunting paraphernalia were piled in the kitchen, on the table, near the door. My desk was covered in papers, notes I had taken as I combed through the data of the first two hunts. I sat on the couch for a moment and closed my eyes. Then I absentmindedly took out my phone and found Madison's name in the contact list. She's my ex. Ex-fiance, ex-life partner, whatever. I stared at the 10 digits, trying to feel whether or not the scotch had worn off. Every part of me was telling me this was a bad idea. So instead, I went on to my text messages and I found our last exchange, which wasn't hard to do. Dylan, please don't contact me again. Sorry, was the last text in the chat from June 11th at 11:59 p.m. Part of me thought that this was an appropriate time to wait before calling her, right? I mean, it had been 5 months. Like, you could imagine that both of us could have gotten over each other in 5 months. We could have rebuilt our lives. It could just be like old friends talking after a long time apart. Just friends who happened to used to date. Right? Or maybe she could be in the middle of something. Maybe she was actually in the middle of a date with another guy. She'd see my number and roll her eyes and tell the man across the table, "Oh, that's nothing. That's just my ex." But I was doing a lot better, too. Like, in the past month? Definitely. I know what you're thinking. Oh, man, you used to be worse than you are right now. Yeah. Yeah, I did. And also, she wasn't dead. I know that sounds weird to say, but Raymond's wife was dead. And I knew if he were there with me on that couch, he would say, "You gotta call her, man." What did I want out of this call? Just to say hi? People don't just call other people to say hi. Although my mother does. But what did I actually want? Why was I doing this? I hung up. It had rung twice. Would she see the missed call? Ah, what the hell was my problem? What had I even wanted to say? I imagined a parallel universe with a me and a her, where she had answered the phone, and the me wouldn't have known what to say, and she would have asked how everything was going, and the me would have just stumbled and paused and gotten all weird. And then she called me. I saw her name on the screen. It kept vibrating in my hand. Was I going to answer it? What did I want? Why had I done this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
It's Madison.
Oh, hi.
You called me?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
That's okay. Did you want something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How are things?
Good. Yeah.
Things are good. I'm okay. Good. I'm okay.
Good.
And things are good for you?
Yeah. Yeah, things are different and good.
Hey, that's great. Awesome. Different's good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So sorry for calling you. I didn't really mean to.
It's okay. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Have a good night.
Okay. Yeah. You too.
Bye. Ay, caramba!
I dropped the phone on the couch beside me and reached for the flyer that was now on the table in front of me. It was a little folded City of Toronto flyer with the words, "Get outside," with an exclamation mark. I opened it. Inside the flyer, in big black capital letters, was written, "Dylan, I know what is happening to you, and I can explain everything. But first, you have to help me." You can follow this story on Instagram and Twitter with @RLAseries. Please consider visiting patreon.com/RLAseries to support the show and reviewing it on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.